This is Gloria Minot Presents.
Unparalleled national security expert, former presidential advisor, and number one New York Times best-selling author Richard A. Clarke took to the spotlight because of his own Cassandra-like warning about the 9/11 attacks, which he documented in his best-selling book, Against All Enemies. Now, he and R.P. Eddy, a globally recognized national security expert, return to the topic of Cassandras at the most prescient moment. First of all, Mr. Clarke, what is a Cassandra?
Well, in Greek mythology, Cassandra was a woman who was cursed by the gods. She could accurately see the future. She could see disasters coming, but she would never be believed by anyone. And so we think Cassandras are people amongst us, experts in their field, who can see disasters before the other experts see them. And they make predictions, and they're ignored, like the original Cassandra was ignored.
Could a Cassandra have prevented the Manchester tragedy?
Well, I don't know. Cassandras tend not to be predicting specific crises like that. They tend to be looking at bigger trends, like global warming, like asteroid impact, the rise of artificial intelligence, problems with pandemic diseases that are drug resistant. It's harder on tactical issues like a specific terrorist attack.
The president has said, and he plans to announce it today, that he plans to pull out of the Paris Accords. You have any thoughts on that?
Well, I certainly hope he doesn't do that. I think the biggest threat facing mankind or humanity today is climate change and the concomitant sea level rise. And we have a chapter in the book because we have a current day Cassandra who is predicting that sea level rise will be faster and higher than the other experts. This Cassandra, Dr. James Hansen from Columbia University, sees things differently, or at least he sees them before the other experts are seeing it. And his evidence, I must say, is compelling, that during the lifetime of children alive today, the sea may rise by 6 to 9 meters, which would significantly change the way we live our lives, because many of our coastal cities would be flooded.
How does one recognize warnings as they happen?
Well, so that's what the book is about. It's to come up with a simple formula, not some crazy mathematical artificial intelligence thing, but just a simple template that we can use to look at people and try to figure out if they are a Cassandra. And we look at what they're like, their characteristics. We look at the characteristics of the decision maker that's ignoring them. We look at the nature of the issue itself. And finally, we look at the critics who are saying the Cassandra is wrong.
How can the common person react? What can a common person do as the warnings are recognized?
Well, I think everyone can pay attention to people who are giving warnings and read the facts, because so much of the argument these days is about ideology or about ad hominem attacks. And what really we're looking at in the book are, show me the facts, show me the data. All of our Cassandras or potential Cassandras said the same thing to us. I don't want this to happen. Please show me where I'm wrong. Here's my data. Let's talk about it. Find the mistake I made.
Stuxnet, what is it and how were you involved?
I was not involved. Stuxnet was an American attack in cyberspace with some Israeli help on Iran, specifically on Iran's nuclear program. And using a cyber attack, the United States apparently was able to destroy over 800 centrifuges in Iraq that were enriching uranium for the nuclear bomb program. That slowed them down, and the United States was able to use that time to negotiate an agreement with Iran so that Iran would stop trying to make a nuclear weapon.
National security expert Richard A. Clark, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.